Do you have a tight derby game in the end up? It was pure game of two halves, Whiteham dominating the first half and you coming back and nearly grabbing the victory there at the end in the second half. Just get your thoughts on the game and how the boys performed.
Yeah, listen, congratulations to Haven first off. Deserved the win. From our point of view, you know, probably giving a little bit too much first half. I think we gave 10 penalties away, 6 drop balls. So, you know, we're behind the 8 ball straight away. So, you know, half time was just a matter of sitting down. I didn't need to say anything really. I mean, the boys knew what they wanted to do. I just think they needed the break. And need to know, you know, refocus on the second half and know what they needed to do and be a bit more direct and be a bit more patient and cut the penalties out. And the second half we did that, so it gave us a chance of, you know, of even winning the game. So not what I expected really at halftime.
No, 16-0 down, like you say, you didn't have to say much, but did your experienced boys stand up and say anything in that dressing room at halftime?
Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, I only said a few things, probably backing up what they said. You know, we've got some experienced players here, then, and they know, they've played the game long enough to know what they had to do to put things right and what they were doing, you know, wrong. So, yeah, it was nothing much for me. So, you know, all credit goes to the players for getting us back to the position that we're in. Just a shame that we couldn't get over that final hurdle.
Yeah, a big step, you know, to score 20 points in half an hour and only wait them and only slot the penalty over. I mean, that's a big step and shows that you have got some defensive effort there, and especially going into attack. You've shown that in the second half. Heaven, maybe we were a little bit poor, but you can only play what's in front of you.
Yeah, both sides. Yeah. You know, they did exactly the same. You know, they can only play what's in front of them, and they put pressure on us that last play to get that kick and react and put the ball down to get the win. So, you know, you can only play what's in front of you. It's what we do as individuals and as a team, really, that it counts, you know, positive or negative. You know, first half there was too many negatives. Second half there was a lot more positive. So that's encouraging.
Yeah. 3-week break now. It's not really what you want in rugby league. You want to carry on playing, but you're away at Hemel in a few weeks' time. Now, they haven't had the best of results, so you'd be looking to go down there and grab them 2 points.
Well, yeah, you know, we're gonna work hard. You know, this is round 5. We've won 2, lost 3. You know, for our objectives this year, we need to start putting back-to-back performances in. You know, we showed last week that we could do it against, you know, a top defensive side. And we've shown in this second half, 40 minutes, that we could, you know, we can compete as well. So it's just getting consistent, game management, you know, and putting those little things right at the start of the game. And I'm sure if we do that, then we can only control our own destiny by playing the game that we need to play. So, yeah, all positive. 3 weeks to go. So get our bodies fit now. Just a few sore bodies from last week to this week as well. 2 derbies in 2 weeks over a week period. So, you know, nice to have a break and refocus on Hemel.
I suppose you look at it, you've got to mention there the break. I mean, you think normally over the Easter period you've got a game on the Easter Monday. So is it a blessing to have not have that game on Easter Monday and have that little bit of an extended break?
Well, for our point of view, it'd be nice to keep going, but we've got some sore bodies here, so it'd probably nice to have a bit of a break, you know, and get everybody fit, ready for Hemel. You know, hopefully, you know, Phil Joseph will be back, you know, from his operation, so, you know, we might have some fresh bodies coming back to boost us a little bit. You know, so, yeah, it can happen either way. You know, it could be a positive or a negative. You know, at the moment for us, hopefully it'll be positive and we can get these troops ready for Hemel.
And you can only wait and see in 3 weeks' time. Yeah. Hard lines on the result today, mate, and good luck for your rest of the season.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks, mate.